We've heard a lot of magpie stories. Yesterday, the show was filled with some great magpie gear. Darren Everard was telling us about this bird I'd never heard of before. Mm-hmm. They've titled him the Duke.
Right.
And this guy is getting some serious skull up in the Point Vernon region. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This morning, Nathan joins us. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, you actually have a story for us. Somebody you know and love has been hit.
Yeah. Came home yesterday and my son Jack had been out on the bike and he said he was actually attacked twice.
Well, the Duke.
Once by a magpie that he heard and he saw it coming down, and then the next one was up at Point Vernon, and it was a stealth attack. He said he didn't hear it coming, but he actually grabbed onto the top of his helmet and was pecking. It was an attack. And he wasn't even there to look at his babies or anything. He was just trying to ride his bike. It was crazy.
Oh, you have Jack there with us this morning. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, you have your QCS test today, and you've just undergone a magpie attack. Are you going to do any stories? You know how they make you do the creative
the
part?
Essays.
Is it going to be on your heroic escape home from the magpie?
Well, it depends if there's a magpie on the stimulus. But
that's right. I forgot about that. Yes. So how did it go, mate? Are you sure it was the Duke?
I'm sure it was. I was just riding, as you do along the Esplanade, just doing my own thing, and the next thing, I feel something latch onto my helmet. It was like, you know when the brim of your helmet becomes detached and it flips up and then flips back down? That's what it felt like. And I didn't realise up until I looked behind me and I saw this monstrosity flying behind me.
Mate, what was the fear level? Because different people react to magpies differently. How did you feel before the attack and how do you feel now?
At the moment, I'm all right, but it was pretty full on.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting that eagle from the eagle's nest, training it as a friend, and then just carrying that around on my shoulder.
Yeah, people have suggested just riding with the stick and then trying to hit it with the stick, doesn't make much sense.
Wow, so he was actually hanging onto your helmet with his claws and then attacking you with his beak.
Yeah, he did it a couple of times.
That would have been the funniest ever to watch.
Oh, I should have recorded it.
Good on you, Jack. Hey, good luck with your QCS, mate.
Thank you very much.